A reading from Matthew 6, 22-23. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. And then the light within you is darkness. How great is that darkness?
You and I have talked before about the contrasting light and darkness. And there's a wonderful passage in John, which we actually may have gone to before, but men love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Whoever does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. It's very interesting. This takes it from a different angle, but it's the condition of inside. In other words, he's using eyes to say, what is inside? Is it the dark longing? Or is it a thirst for the light?
Yeah, this is a rather elusive teaching of Jesus. Commentators scratch their heads on this one because it almost feels kind of an Eastern kind of mystical teaching. It's so out there. But if I look at it, I think what Jesus is saying is have a clarity of vision. As you see correctly out, and the things that you allow in, they have a way of transforming the inner being. If you live in the world of darkness, darkness will take over, like you've said, on the heart. But if you choose to live in the place of light, light will illumine you and keep you in the place of God's perspective.
Well, let's help all those confused people out there that have been troubling over this for 2,000 years. Here we can do it in 3 minutes. There are two words here that harken back for me to Genesis 1. One is the word good, and one is the word light. Let there be light, and God saw that it was good.
Yep.
And if your eyes are good, you know, and you let the light in, that relates to God himself, then there will be clarity. Then there will be clarity of purpose. And then the garbage we were talking about, the thing that brings darkness and obscurity and confusion, will be not either, it will either be driven out because light will always drive out darkness.
Right.
Or it will not be able to get in itself.
Right. Well, I think the image goes one step further when it talks about the God of this world blinding them so they cannot even see the light of the gospel.
I like that. Now, where's that from?
That's from 2 Corinthians 4:4. It's Paul talking about, you know, being in the light and
right. The
work of the enemy is, it's kind of, I liken it to the shades are down on the eyes of our heart so that we can't see the light coming in. There's no illumination coming. And Paul prays this prayer even for the believers in Ephesians that the eyes of their hearts would be enlightened, that they would be there. And there's this thing that happens when we cooperate with God, and God's always the first mover, but we need to respond to it. And we say, okay, I do want to respond to your light. And all of a sudden the shades go up and brightness comes in and we're seeing things in a reality that we've never seen before. It's kind of the difference between someone who reads the Bible simply is literature and text and can't make any sense out of it. And all of a sudden, a person invites God into relationship with them, and there's this enlightening of the eyes of their heart. And they read the text, and they can't believe how phenomenal it is and how it speaks so clearly into life.
One of the illuminations here for those people who are just starting out with the Bible is what you did and what I did perhaps in an inaccurate way is I went to other places in the Bible to help me understand this place, what Jesus is saying actually here. So you go to what Paul says in 2 Corinthians, you go to what he says to the Ephesians, and I went back to what God said at the very beginning of the Bible in Genesis 1. It's all we're doing is kind of I use the word illumination, but the Bible illuminates the Bible.
Yeah, you use the word to interpret the word, and it's the Holy Spirit who opens us up to really see what's going on. And that's why every time I read the Bible, I always pray, Holy Spirit, illumine my eyes so I know what you're saying in this text.